This is Juno Afternoon, and in case you're wondering what happened in National Native News, we're going to talk about it right now. Here with me in the studio is Cheryl Snyder, Vice President and General Manager of KTOO Music and Arts. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Shelley. So nice to get to be in the studio and on the air with you. We talk all the time off air, but we don't often get to team up on the air together.
I know. This is a first, I'm pretty sure. I don't believe you've ever been a guest on the show, at least when I was hosting.
Yeah, well, it's great, and it makes a lot of sense for you and I to have this conversation about program changes together, because we both worked a lot on a bunch of the changes that our audience gets to listen to this week.
Yeah, and the bulk of them are brand new as of this week, as some of them as of today. So it is very exciting, very fresh, and thanks for coming in today to talk with me and with our audience about the program changes. It's not really something that happens too much, and especially not the big kind of shakeup scale that we have been, that we're implementing right now. But what goes into making programming changes and decisions, big or small, on your end?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple things that can prompt program changes. One of them is that sometimes shows just go away. They stop production. So that was the case with Says You and Ask Me Another. Those were two shows that were really dependent on having live audiences as part of their funding model, and they just couldn't survive COVID. So those shows stopped as of the end of the summer. So we had some holes there that we needed to fill. Sometimes there's just really great new programs that we want to bring on the air. So National Public Radio actually just put out a couple new really great ones that we wanted to bring onto our into our lineup, including Life Kit and
Code Switch,
another show was Throughline. So, you know, we had some holes and we had some new programs that we could work in. But a really big thing that we were doing this fall is we're actually looking at everything we do with what we're calling a racial equity lens. And when I say racial equity lens, what I mean is that we are thinking about all of the content that we're creating, all of the decisions we're making about our organization, and thinking about whose voices are we hearing from, whose voices are not being heard, and really working to make sure that the service we provide truly represents the community in which we live. So with that lens, we started to make some programming decisions, and primarily what you're going to hear is a lot more Indigenous-driven content. So every day, Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock, you'll hear Native American Calling, and that's where National Native News has moved to.
That's right. The newscast is going to be earlier in the day and fresher.
It is naturally intended to air with that program. You know, we'd had it here with Juno Afternoon for all these years, so that's going to be at 1 o'clock, so it's going to be the start of Juno Afternoon. Sounds a little bit different. Another thing that we're doing as we are really bringing in a lot more and deeper conversations on Juno Afternoon. We've been getting a lot of requests from people who are missing it at 3 o'clock and want it at other times in the day. So as a result of listener feedback, we are repeating Juno Afternoon now Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock. So that's another big exciting change. Shelley, do you want to talk about Gunoshtish on Mondays? Because I know you just talked to the host of that program.
Yeah, I interviewed him about the program itself to sort of introduce our audiences to it. But it aired yesterday. That was the premiere. It'll air on Mondays, every Monday at 3 o'clock. And the only reason it wouldn't air is if we had a special Juno Afternoon there for some reason. And then again, 7 o'clock on Mondays, except when there's CBJ meetings or another special program. It's a pretty cool show. The host is a pretty cool guy, and yesterday's episode just featured an hour-long conversation in, I believe it was Tlingit, but he also features Haida and some Tsimshian, and occasionally other Alaska Native languages as well. It's a nice blend of conversations, sometimes like archival recordings and music, almost all in Indigenous languages, Alaska Native languages, no translation, and a pretty cool philosophy behind all that as well. And it's to normalize hearing those languages and not a lot of emphasis on the English translation, but just hearing it. He has a good line that he said in the interview that the land wants to hear its languages spoken. Mm. But I don't want to give too much more away. We'll be airing that pretty soon.
That interview. Yeah, that's great. And that show is produced out of Sitka, so it's really nice to get to partner with, you know, another community and bringing some really relevant and important programming to the airwaves. So that's great. A couple other highlights I've already mentioned, but Code Switch and Life Kit, really great shows from from National Public Radio. Code Switch addresses racism kind of in all forms, from microaggressions to really overt racism and how that impacts our daily lives. So that's really great. The other one, you just had Our Body Politic. That's Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. You also had the opportunity to talk with the host of that program.
Yes. We haven't aired that interview yet either, but we will be airing that soon, again, as a way to introduce our audiences to the show, the philosophy behind it. The host is also the producer. The show is very much her own, with the help of a lot of collaborative team, and it's called Our Body Politic. The host is Farai Chidea, and it is political discussions with women of color about how politics affects every aspect of their lives, and of course also their thoughts, their opinions, the things that they study, their voices. It's a really great program. Actually, I think it's the one I'm looking forward to hearing the most on a weekly basis.
Yeah, so that's Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. I guess the last couple things we could mention is on 4 o'clock now, that's where we used to repeat Juno Afternoon. Instead of repeating Juno Afternoon there, we've lined up the 4 o'clock hour in Karenin all through the week with a really great new selection of music. Monday through Wednesday is contemporary Indigenous music from some program producers from Native Voice One. So that's really great listening. And then we also have another Alaskan show, Acoustic Accents, comes from a program creator up north. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of great programming. We don't expect you to remember everything that we're sharing with you now, which is why if you just go to our website at ktoo.org, you'll see a link to click on the new program schedule and descriptions of all of the shows.
That's right. Yep. Our calendars are all up to date. Our programming is all hopefully in place. And if not entirely accurate, is in the process of getting adjusted. It might take us a week. So thanks for your patience. And yeah, I also want to mention another program I'm looking forward to on KRNN is the All Songs Considered an Alt Latino Power Hour that we've never done before. We've never aired those two together before like that on KRNN. I think the listeners there are really going to like it.
Yep. That's 4 o'clock on Thursdays, right?
Yep.
Yeah. You know, some of this stuff is so great that I literally have started putting the shows into my weekly calendar so I don't forget. And you might want to do that as well. So again, you can just go to our website. On the homepage, there's a button that clicks to all the links. And I just want to share that, you know, we don't make changes like this lightly. It was hours and hours of work of listening and previewing, taking in community feedback. I had several people listen, you know, previewing shows that seemed interesting. So it was a lot of work to get where we are with the schedule. We hope you love the changes, and we also really invite you to give us feedback as you're listening over the coming weeks and months.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thanks, Cheryl. Anything else you want to share about that?
I think that's it. We've got a fun music bed to go out on.
Yeah,
right?
you want to set it up?
Yeah. So this is by Supa Man, and the song is "Know Better, Do Better." I thought that would be appropriate as we are growing as an organization, as we are knowing more, we are trying to do better. So "Know More, Do Better." And I also specifically chose this artist because he is participating in the Rock Ock Festival, which is happening this weekend. It's an event of the Jack. It's a totally virtual Indigenous Music Fest, so you can check that out at rockawk, spelled AAKW.com.
Yeah,
.org.
We're all super excited about Rock Ock over here. So here's Supa Man, "Know Better, Do Better."